It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. I am George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show. Our number here is 954. No, forget it. 251-343-0106, folks. And you can send us a text if you want to ask us questions, or you can call at that number, whichever one. And if you have folks outside our listening area, they can listen over the internet at fmtalk1065.com. That is fmtalk1065.com. All right, folks, hopefully everybody had a very wonderful and prosperous Christmas. I know I did. I ate so much food. It was a real good Christmas. And you know, folks, unbelievable. It was short sleeve weather. And I can tell you that when I was young, I left Daphne when I was 10, okay? And we in December 5th, we went, my mother, father, and their 8 children, we went from Daphne to Paterson, New Jersey. And a week after we arrived there, they had the largest snowstorm in Paterson, New Jersey history, and we had never seen snow down here. So this day, yesterday, reminded me of when I was a child down here. We would run around with a T-shirt and shorts and no shoes because we're on dirt roads, and that's how it was. So it was a reminder. Yesterday, I walked around, believe it or not, in a T-shirt, okay, short-sleeve shirt. It wasn't a T-shirt. Short sleeve shirt. So hopefully that will be the trend here for the next 20 years. Okay, December will be short sleeve and shorts weather, okay? And that's how I like it, because in New Jersey, snow. Every Christmas it used to snow. So that's how it is, folks. We have so much to talk about. We really do. But first, we're going to listen to Dick Morris and listen up to what he's saying, folks, because this video or audio is related to the Biden, the Bidens, okay? The Joe Biden, his brother, and his son regarding the China deals. So here we go with Dick Morris.
Huawei is the company that is most involved in spying on the world and in building into the internet system and into our cell phones that it produces software that enables the Chinese Communist Party to spy on each of us and keep tabs on each of us. More on the other side of this break. The creator of Huawei, the daughter of its founder, and its chief technical officer, named Meng Wanzhou, M-E-N-G-W-A-N-J-J-U. And she is at the center of the Chinese government's efforts to use Huawei to implant software in the cell phones of the world so that it can calculate political reliability scores on each of us and determine who is pro and anti-China. This has tremendous impact even on countries China does not control, because China has a dominant position on the boards of 2,400 major U.S. companies. Trump had Meng Wanzhou arrested and imprisoned, and she was currently serving time in a Canadian jail. When Biden took office, within the first 6 months, he released her from prison, and she's now free to go. The charge she was being contained over or jailed over, was that she had assisted other countries, including China, in evading American sanctions against Iran. And there was no rescission of the charge. There was no indication that she was innocent. Biden just decided to let her go. I think this is a glaring indication of the kind of quid pro quo that Biden is getting for the bribes that China has been paying to him.
All right, folks. That is very important. Okay? This is a Chinese person who was arrested in prison in Canada, and a Chinese, and Biden let that person go. Now, we have to ask ourselves, why? Is it because of Chinagate with his son and his brother? Or what? Is it because China gave the Bidens a lot of money? This is what we're talking about, folks. The Bidens have collected money from quite a few countries. Quite a few. So, are they doing this because of the money they collected? We have to keep our eyes open. We have to keep our eyes open. Because I, personally, my own belief, and numerous others, especially my military and police colleagues, who most of them are retired now, they feel the same way, that our government, which is led by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, are compromised. They feel they're compromised. And I think this is criminal, folks. Wait until after the night when the House and Senate, Congress, get back together. And they start holding hearings on the Bidens, okay, regarding his impeachment. A lot of information is going to come out. And that's what they don't want. The Democrats don't want it. The Democrats are trying to protect the Bidens. They do not want it. But it's going to happen because the Republicans are fed up with the Democrats. The public is fed up with the Democrats. We are definitely. And I'm really fed up with the black Democrats who have done nothing for the black voters, the black community, and especially in the urban cities. They've done nothing. Have you heard a Democrat talk about what's happening on the border? Have you heard? None. Have you heard them talk about inflation? Talk about the high prices of food, gas, food. Have you heard people bragging about how much money they can save after they pay all their bills? Nothing. Have you heard the black legislatures talking about the high cost of rent, the housing, the high cost of buying a house? No, you haven't heard anything from black legislatures. And hopefully we'll have some black Democrats out there who will call into the station after the break. We're going to be going into a break soon. And let us know what their feelings are. I know I've been reading a lot of statements in the newspapers and on the National World News talking about how blacks, Democrats, have turned on Biden, said they want Trump back. This is truly amazing, folks. Now, caller, hold on. We have a call already, folks, but we will get that call following the break because we got about another half a minute before the break, okay? But, caller, just hold on until after the break. But this is truly amazing how many blacks, and I've talked to numerous blacks who said that they are not going to vote for Biden, and they want Trump back. they're supporting them. As a matter of fact, when Trump was being arraigned in Georgia, there were 400 or 500 black with signs, welcome, welcome, we want you back. Because you know why, folks? Even though the black Democratic council legislatures are not saying anything, the people know what's happening. And they have to get off of that slave plantation, which is being controlled by the Democratic Party. Okay? Finally, they are awakening. And I'm happy. I'm very enthused over that. Now, we have a caller on, and we'll take that call after these messages. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is the George Williams Show, and we are on a mission. And like I told you before the break, we already have a caller. Hopefully, they're responding to the question I asked about the black politicians. Caller, welcome to the George Williams Show.
Yes, thank you for your program, and we appreciate what you do. Also, Mr. Williams, I was just responding back and say we need to get off that plantation, that black plantation that we black as a black people have.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get off of that because I'm gonna let you know our family is my family is a family that they are a hard down, staunch Democratic family, and. And when I say that, and been for years, ever since I've known, and I'm in my now married 60s, but I want to say that I want to say the right words because I don't want it to be offensive to anyone, but I'm telling the truth. You know, I can remember my mother said we were Republicans years ago, but ever since I can remember, we were Democrats. And so when I got older and married to myself, I became a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, I hear you saying about rhinos and all this. We were so elated that we had a black president. We had this black man. So a lot of black people, I'm talking about came out the woodworks and voted. Even the young people was coming out and voting for president. I'm saying our black president, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use that because, but what is happening is, I've talked to a lot of my family members, a lot of people. They ain't voted since Obama. A lot of them haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of bad to say. But this year, I've spoken with people, and they said they'd rather have President Trump back. Because the Democrats not done anything. They done gave Democrats enough chance to do something, and they haven't done that. And even in their failures, black people still got out and they voted. I know it may look like a switch party, you all, but yet and still, though, Mr. Williams, it's like they saying we were just trying to keep our tradition up. But I'm a Republican, but my family, my majority of my family is not, but they are willing to become a Republican. Now, as a Republican, we got to get out and do some things that I heard about your minority GOP. We got to get out and get in these communities and let them know that we are here. They don't know how really to join over into the Republican because they are tired of what they see the economy is. They say things were better when Trump was in office, and we vote these black politicians in, and as we vote them in. They does nothing for us once they get that power.
Mm-hmm.
In our black communities, they're gone down. Our cemeteries, our rent. Is anybody up there fighting for the eggs? Is anybody up there fighting for the gas?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they are in office. We done put them in office, you know, as Democrats. But is they doing anything? Our black politician isn't doing anything. I don't really know any black Republicans, really. Is in the black community that's doing anything. So I guess I ain't mean to go on and on, but once I start talking, I'm just going on and on. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I ain't giving you a time to even say anything because I'm so full right now. And thank you for even answering my call and allowing me on the show.
And I feel your agony. I really do. And I talk about it a lot, the agony of not just black or not just Democrats, but everybody under this administration. I was looking at the national news, and it said a caravan of people coming from all over the world, okay, into the border area. Now, I can tell you one thing. I've worked the border. I know the border, okay? And Mexico can stop. They have to travel through Mexico. So what are they doing to stop those people? Zero. Zero. And what impact do you think they have on the black community? Because when I was young, our black communities, we had barbershops, we had beauty shops, we had stores, we had motels, and we had different businesses owned by blacks in those communities. What do you think about what's happening now in the urban, the black community?
Tears are rolling really down my cheeks right now, Mr. Williams, because I'm not prejudiced at all towards no nation, no race, no nothing. But it just saddens me to go over there. And I've got some connections and family over there in Plateau, in that area, Pritchard area, 8 Mile area. I have family there. And I went through that, and I remember as a child, and right now I'm about to choke up, because the heart of Pritchard, as black community, people own those buildings over there. That's not even for my country, and I'm not, again, I'm not throwing any shade, but they getting these buildings and making our different neighborhoods to just go down and do nothing with them. I know maybe some progress going on now and looking better now, but yet and still, I remember we had JCPenney's in Pritchard. We have, anytime you need to go downtown to shop for anything, you can go to Pritchard and find just about anything. With a funeral should come up, a wedding. You can't find anything dressed that go to Gerald's, all those places, the fast store, all those places was in Pritchard. And I'm not, again, I don't mean any harm to anyone or anything, Mr. Williams, but in our black neighborhood, we had half stores, we had fish markets, we had service stations, we had repair shops, washing machines, dryers, TVs, repairs. We had stores, all of these things, wash houses. We had all of these things owned by black business. I go through these neighborhoods now, and again, foreigners, they talk to black people like they're dirty laundry. I'm telling you, they treat you like you're trash. The fish market, they talk to them like they're trash. You don't see that in many upscale neighborhoods where different foreigners that came in and put in wash houses, fish markets, hair stores. You don't see that in many upscale neighborhoods, only in the blacks. And we blacks, I think what's going to happen, people come to our country and mimic what they see in our country. Whether or not it's the blacks, whether or not it's the person in the business area, they'll sit there and learn how to do everything with them, learn how to do to take over their nursing business, their home sitting service. After a while, that person that's owning that, American own that. After a while, you'll see an African, another foreigner to come in, or anybody of another creed, come in, take over that business. I can understand when they're saying about blacks need to take over their neighborhoods. We do. But if they're going to give the money or the grants to help a black person take over their neighborhoods, it's so hard. But a foreign can come in, whether it's cartel, drug cartel money, wherever they're getting this money from, or whether American is allowing it. We know a lot of corruption is in the system. But where is they getting this money from to come in, buying these buildings, take over the neighborhood? And that's what they have practically done. I mean, like I say, you got a caller that's talking too much. But I'm so full right now when you bring up this when you bring up these subjects, mm-hmm. you know, everybody ain't hearing it. Everybody can't get a chance to talk like this. But I'm speaking on the behalf of the majority of the black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, and the black people that's in there. I ain't going to say everybody, but the majority of them, because I talk to them. And I've also have even, again, I say have even got family members that's in these neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. But
so have you run into quite a few minorities who said, who normally vote Democratic, for the Democrats, saying that they are not going to vote this time in this upcoming election for the Democrats?
Yeah, I have. That's what I was saying earlier. I probably didn't finish because I was so full. But a majority of my family is Democrat. They are staunch Democrats, mm-hmm. and they are really serious about even going out voting, but going to Republicans. They have given the Democrats all the chances that they can give, even in their failures. They yet go back and do it, and they are ready to go to the Republican side and make it better.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know your thoughts. And I've been receiving that kind of information for at least the last 4 to 5 months from black folks regarding their frustration with the Democrats in Washington and the black politicians.
Yes, indeed. I just say one other thing, too?
Yes,
they are these black politicians, they get out, they win our vote, and they don't do anything for us or our community.
Right.
What a shame.
Right.
That's just a shame that we trust them enough. And yet, they over and over again, we trust them over and over again, and even going to them for some help. And even I've experienced, had some experience, won't call no name, from some of our leaders, our senators, and to just assist me in some things during the time of my need with the bill. And of course, they did not respond back. Just the informational things that I wanted to ask, can it be done, you know, with the bill? And they never did respond back. They kept on sending me to the assistant, and the assistant would always tell me they'll call back. Now, that's not fair for you to do this, you know. And if they don't care, then why do you still want to hold office? Is it they just want power?
Right.
And if it's just power that they want, they are not the right person for our community and our leaders. And
all
another
right.
thing that we need to do as a people is to check their backgrounds. See what they have done before they even run office.
Right.
Let's see what kind of work they have done.
All right. We're going to be going into our break, and we appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. All right, folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are on a mission, and you've heard it yourself. Now, I didn't know who that caller was, but you heard it from that caller, how frustrated black voters are. It's unbelievable what's happening in our community. And it's unbelievable that none of these black politicians give a damn about the black voters. It's obvious. You see that in Mobile. Look at our black congresswoman here in Alabama. Have you heard her say anything about the current economic situation in the U.S. or in Alabama? She's a congressperson. What bills have she sponsored in Washington to assist her community? What bills? She, in my opinion, from what I know about her, she have voted almost 100% for everything that the Democrats in Washington have put out. Okay. Everything. everything. She has voted with the Democrats. And that is terrible. And they want another black district in Alabama? Now, the Democrats are the ones who think that they were going to win that district, okay, District 2. But we have some black Republicans running, folks. We have some black Republicans running. And we don't want that district to go to the Democrats. Now, look at Vivian Figures. They divided her district, and they brought part of it over to the Spanish Fort area. Okay? Now, she's supposed to be representing Spanish Fort. How many times has she been over there? What bills is she going to sponsor to help? And the only reason, in my opinion, she was elected is because the voters in Bowen County, Spanish Fort, didn't get out to vote against her. Did not get out. Republicans, you have to get off of your runts and vote. And vote. Okay? You have to do it and vote. And folks, also, the Democrats, they're great at this. They will get out and they will get their people to work for the election commission. And most of the probate judges are responsible for that. Okay? We need more Republican workers, not volunteers, workers. Because when you go into that booth, they go into that polling station, you will have, I call them receptionists, too. You give your ID, and the other one will give you the ballot. We need a Republican in every seat to keep an eye on those Democrats, to make sure that they are authorizing the ballot for someone who's eligible to vote. Okay? That's the important thing. So we need you Republicans to not just volunteer, because here's what they've been doing with our volunteers, folks. Poll volunteers. They put you in the back of the polling station so you can't see what's happening. They will do that. Remember, majority of them are Democrats. Okay? They are told by the Democratic Party to go work. Work at the polls. We need Republicans to work at the poll because we can't trust those Democrats. I know I don't. I know a lot of people don't. So this is the thing we have to do. And imagine this, folks. President Trump, Georgia, indicted him and also like 21 of his other Republicans for trying to overturn the election. Folks, they were not trying to overturn the election. They were trying to investigate why there was so much corruption in the Georgia elections. That's what they were trying to do. They weren't trying. They were inquiring, okay? But since you have the Democratic president, the Democratic attorney general, Mark Garland, a lot of Democratic attorneys, okay? This is why they are doing this. This is why they're doing it. Because only a prosecutor can prosecute you, okay? A public politician can't do it. In order to bring somebody to trial, it must be a district attorney or a United States attorney. Must be. Under the federal law, it's the United States attorney who are assisted by their assistants, and they call them AUSAs, Assistant United States Attorneys. Those are the only folks who could bring federal charges against you. Then you look at the state. You have the state attorney general. Then you have, in each county, you have the district attorney. And then those who help the district attorney are the assistant DAs. They are the only one that can bring charges against an individual or a company. That's it. The political folks can't do it. The political folks write laws. They create laws. Okay? Then the district attorneys, the United States attorneys, they are the ones who prosecute under those laws. So if you have a blue state, you're going to have the majority, the district attorneys, blue. They're going to be Democrats. And the same thing if you have a red state most of the time. Okay, now the federal judges are appointed by the president and the Senate. All federal judges, district court judge, appeals court judge, judges, and Supreme Court. So right now, we are at a big disadvantage. Big disadvantage. But that's our situation. Even in Alabama, look at Alabama. Obama was in office for 8 years. He had the opportunity to appoint several district court judges and appeals court judges. Okay? That's what we have in Mobile for the Southern District of Alabama. We have the same thing in the Montgomery area for the Central District, and the same thing in the northern area out of Birmingham. Most of those are Democratic. Even though they said we're impartial, bull, folks. That's not true. That is not true. You can see this happening in New York, Colorado. Look what Colorado did. They have four Democratic judges on the Colorado Supreme Court and three Republican judges. So what did the Democrat judges do last week? At the behest of the Democratic Party, the Democratic Supreme Court judges for the state of Colorado threw Trump off the ballot. Okay? They threw him off the ballot. Of course, it's going to be appeal, and he's going to be put back on the ballot. And now you have several other Democratic states doing the same thing. California, Maine, they're trying to do the same thing. They do not want this guy. They are afraid for Trump to run again because they know he's going to win, folks. He's going to win. So they don't want that. So they're trying to take him off, what we would say in L.A., Lower Alabama, by hook or by crook. And this is by crook, what they're trying to do. Well, guess what? They're not going to get away with it. They're not going to get away with it. They are inspiring us, we Republicans, and a lot of Democrats, okay? Do you hear Democrats talking about the economy? No. Do you hear them talking about the high food prices? No. High gas prices? No. The lack of saving money from your weekly or monthly paycheck? No. The high prices for housing? For rentals? No. You don't hear the Democrat talking about that. They don't want to talk about it. Have you heard the Democrat talking about anything that Biden is doing, any good thing that he's doing for the economy? Look at the border. Folks, we have thousands of people, migrants, coming from all over the world. I won't call them migrants, illegals, okay? They're coming from all over the world. And they know that once they get to the border, then guess what? They've got it made. We don't know who is coming. And let me tell you something. It's not easy to vet someone at the border, okay? When I mean vet is identify them and verify where they come from, what education they have, if they have criminal records. Look at what they did to the Cubans, Castro, in the 80s. He cleared his jails in Cuba and sent a lot of Cubans over, and we felt it. We law enforcement felt it because a lot of them were vicious folks, okay? Crooked and vicious. So this is a remake of what's happening in 1980, in the 80s, late 70s, in the 80s, with the Cubans coming here. This is a very terrible situation. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We're going to get hit. There's a lot going to happen in America that is not going to be good. I feel it. I've talked to other law enforcement individuals. I've talked to military. I'm a member of the Military Officers Association of America, the Fraternal Order of Police. And we talk about it. We know that things are not good for America right now. And why is it like that? Because of the Bidens. And then I saw in the news tonight that the Secretary of State and Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, is on their way to Mexico City. Why are they just going? And you know what they're going to try to do, don't you? Get the Mexicans to block, okay, to block the route of them coming to. It's too late now, folks. It's too late. There are millions of illegals in America, and these college students, a lot of them are on student visa. The Muslims, they are Muslims. They identify with Hamas. I mean, they're having riots in New York. These people, and we know that they are dangerous. We know they're dangerous. You're talking about January 6th, when they tried to take over the Capitol. What, last week? Week before last. They were demonstrating at the Capitol building. So this is what's happening, folks. We Americans have to wake up and keep our eyes open. These individuals are showing up all over the place, okay? All over the place. We have to keep our eyes open. We're all responsible for the safety of Americans and America. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We are definitely on a mission. And on my last spill, if there's anybody out there who want to comment on that, please feel free to call us. Feel free to call us. That is my spill. Because that is, to me, what I just said is are facts, okay? They are facts. Look at all, and while I'm looking at the Fox News right now, and these folks, there are thousands of them coming to the border area. It's unbelievable. Uh-oh, we got a call. All right, let's see here. Caller. Welcome to the George Williams Show. Hello, are you on?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Williams?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
I was just calling to comment on the last segment about the economy, about the prices of economy isn't getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember 3 years ago, it was a whole lot better than it is now.
Right.
And I just wanted to call and just make my little small comment on that and just to see, to get the voters to come out and let's vote somebody in that's going to do the right thing.
Right. And I agree. Do you think that President Trump should be back in or what?
Well, it was a whole lot better when he was here. I can tell you. Like I say, 3 years ago, it was a whole lot better than it is now. They done promised, gave us these promises for the last 3 years, and it just haven't happened.
Right.
The economy
right.
done got higher. The housing done got higher, going up and up. I mean, the renters, food.
Right. Right.
And I should also commend on them heads, because I thought them heads was going down at once, but they done dragged back up.
Yeah.
I tell you, it just was better. It was just better 3 years ago than it was now.
Right.
And now we got a chance in 2024 to get on the right track and let's start over and get somebody in there that's going to try to do the right thing. And that's from the bottom to the top.
Right. And I agree. You know? Let me ask you a question. Are you able, or you know, people were able to save money now out of their monthly check or weekly check?
No, I deal with a lot of elders that 60 mm-hmm. and older, 62 and older, I should say, that's actually getting their Social Security. And no, they can't say that they're really not saving anything. I was talking to a young lady, and she was saying, she was applied for some food stamps,
mm-hmm.
and she only getting $23 a month, but she taking it because that's all they would give her. Mm-hmm. And I just think that is so sad.
Mm.
You know, all she's getting $23 worth of stamps.
Wow.
And which that nowadays, maybe 3 years ago, it can buy a little something, mm-hmm. but right now it really can't buy us anything. And yes, I do. I really do. Whether Trump was in office or whoever was in office, it was better 3 years ago. Yes,
right.
It was.
Well, that was President Trump. And I think we need to get him back in office, because we're looking at this situation in Mexico. I recall when he was the president, there were some people coming to the border, and they were coming through Mexico. He got in touch with the president of Mexico and said, you have to stop it, okay? Stop them from coming through your country. And they did. They did.
Yeah, they did.
But then,
they did.
But then when Biden came in, he said, you're all free to come in. It's unbelievable.
Open it right back up.
And then you look
at the effects of
regular citizens, especially in the black communities, these foreigners coming in.
It affected us the most. Yes, sir. I totally can agree with
you. Right. So this is a situation where we need, like you said, you need to, from top to bottom, clean the house.
That's right.
Okay? And I believe in term limits. What do you think about that?
Say that again now, Mr. Williams.
I believe in term limits. What do you think about that?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well,
All right.
I appreciate you calling in and letting
okay,
our audience
Mr.
know.
Williams, I appreciate you taking my call. It was an honor. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. That is additional proof, okay, of the hardships. And it's not only the hardship for black folks, it's everybody, okay? Especially middle and lower income folks. It's a hardship. And I've been hearing that constantly. And this is why, in my opinion, Colorado Supreme Court acted the way it did. And this is why Georgia indicted Trump for fraudulent reason, and New York indicted him for fraudulent reason. Okay? And they did the same thing in Miami for fraudulent reason. They don't want, and this is being done by Democrats, folks. Democrats, United States attorneys, Democrats, in New York, the district attorney's office. Okay? They do not want to see that man. And nobody can say anything good about Biden. Nobody. And Harris. Where's Harris? Where is she? Is she still on Christmas vacation? They've forgotten about her. They've forgotten about her. I can't blame them. I can't blame them. But this is the situation. Now I would like to change the subject and talk about Israel. The situation is Israel in Israel is horrible. And the blame, the fault is Hamas, Hezbollah, the Muslim Brotherhood, okay? I don't care what Israel does, what kind of peace they propose. The PLO, they don't care. And they're not going to accept it. So I feel that the Israelis have to do what they have to do. And they, look, they've proven, look at the videos, folks, live videos of the ammo and the weapons that are found on the ground in the schools and the hospitals, even in the UN, United Nations facilities. Okay? And let me tell you something. As long as they have hostages, they feel that they have the upper hand. Look, in 2005, they released an Israeli soldier who they had in captivity for 5 years. Guess what they got for that, the release of that soldier? Israel had to release 1,000 prisoners, okay? And one of them was Sinwar, who they're looking for, and they're going to get him. You know, he was the head of the Hamas in Gaza. They're going to get him. He's hiding in a hole. He is hiding in a hole, folks, and they will definitely get him. And they need to kill them all. Kill them all. Okay, so I'm with Israel. I'm with Israel. And these students, so-called students, arrest their behind and send them back to the Middle East. They're Muslim fundamentalists. Send them back to the Middle East. You come here as a student. On a student visa. Student visa. Okay? Arrest them, send them back. Deport them all. Deport them all. And that's my opinion, what we should do. All right, folks, enough. Have a very happy New Year's, okay? And I say happy because we want you to be happy. Happy and prosperous. So until next year, we'll see you and we'll say Vicon Deus and Ate Largo. So long, folks.